everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Dadcast. I'm your host, JP. Joining us, as always, Mr. Nick Martin. What up, sir? How are you?
What up? I'm great. Not as good as you.
And why is that, Nick Martin?
I've been in Oregon. You've been in Hawaii.
Yes, I have been in Hawaii for 8 days. I got back a couple days ago, man.
And those of you that know, Oregon is either really hot or really fucking cold.
Oh, and without even 10 seconds in, he's dropped an F-bomb. Okay.
I've been quarantined in a house with a 1-year-old. Oh. So yes, I'll probably drop a couple F-bombs.
I want to discuss that later on in the episode. Joining us today is an amazing guest. He is a founding member of the band Hinder. Welcome to Dadcast, Mr. Joe Garvey. How are you, sir?
What's going on, guys? How you guys doing?
I'm good. Fantastic, as previously mentioned.
Yeah. Yeah,
but I'm
really jealous about this trip you've been on there, pal.
Well, I'll be more than happy to tell you guys all about it, but you know, later on in the episode, I can tell you this though. I went from an average of 80 degrees, you know, in the middle of the day, perfect tropical weather, to back at home here in Oregon, where there is a space heater underneath my desk because, it is cold out here.
And he is nice. Not a $10 million studio, just so all y'all know that.
Yeah. This is.
I know. I'm jealous of the background here, buddy.
Yeah, this is not real. It's just a background. We have to cover that every single time. So, Joe, how the heck are you, man?
Man, I am good. I am good. Just trying to survive these crazy-ass times right now, man. Right.
And these crazy-ass times seem to keep going and get seemingly crazier as we go along.
Exactly. Yeah. The entertainment business is just, it's up in the air, man. We just don't know what's in store for us next. I'm just glad we're back, you know, being able to get back out on the road and play some shows, man. That's it.
That's awesome. We're glad you're able to. So let's, the rite of passage here. Very first question. If you're familiar with Dadcast, this is a question we already know the answer to, but we got to ask. Are you a dad?
I am. I've got two boys. My oldest is 5. My youngest is almost 3 months.
Oh, wow.
So, very cool. So you're going through what I'm going through.
Man. So I haven't slept in almost 3 months.
I was going to say about six years, but you know. Yeah. Well, congratulations, man. What are their names?
Yeah, dude.
Thanks, man. My oldest is Corbin. Youngest, Kaysen.
Corbin and Kaysen. Love it.
Yep. And it's been great, man. Thank goodness the youngest one has been a super chill baby so far. You know, we're still up every 3, 4, 5 hours, you know, doing that thing. But my wife has been amazing, especially with me getting back out on the road. It's going to be interesting, you know, leaving two kids this time instead of just one.
So, oh, yes. Now let me ask you this. We'll just see what happens. So about 1 year ago, give or take a week or two or a month, you found out baby number 2 was along, coming on its way. Were you hoping for a girl just because you already had the boy? Did it not matter to you? Or, you know, take me through that thought process.
You know, it really didn't matter to me. I was just hoping it was, you know, just going to be a healthy baby.
Of course.
Obviously, I think my wife, even her mom especially, was hoping for a girl because my wife just has a sister. So anyway, yeah, it, you know, when it popped up boy, I think even my son was a little disappointed because all he knew was just girl babies, you know, playing with through other mutual friends. And yeah, when it popped up, I mean, I was just like, all right, cool. Another boy. We don't have to buy any more stuff. Hey.
Yeah, see? I love that process of thinking. Yeah. We got
everything.
That never even came across my thought process when it came to me. I've got a almost 17-year-old stepdaughter, a 11-year-old son, and my baby girl is 8. So we had that three-year gap. Yeah, well, I'm not nearly as busy as Nick, who has, are we at, 437 kids and counting now?
That we know about, yes.
Oh, right.
No, I've got 6. So my oldest is 22 in the military. He's stationed in Texas. And then my second youngest is 14. So I thought I was done. And then I got remarried. My wife's like, let's have a baby. So I was like, all right, let's have a baby. So I have a 1-year-old now. And oh, man. My God, it's so much different than when I was younger and able to keep up with these guys. So.
A little bit. Yeah. Even after 5 years, you know, we just got this one out of diapers. He was becoming self-efficient, wiping his own ass. I mean, everything was going great. And then it's like, oh man, we're starting over. What did we just do?
Right.
Yeah.
That's yeah. Great. So we're at the stage now where my baby was sleeping all through the night. The last three nights, he's like 3 a.m. Let's fucking party. And I'm like, let's not party. It's 3 a.m. Well, Dad, I want to watch Cocomelon. JJ. I'm like, no.
Oh, my God.
No.
I'd like to know the definition of a one-year-old party. Is it Cocomelon?
It's Cocomelon. Where we dance, we sing. I should probably film it for TikTok because it's freaking hilarious. Oh,
yeah.
I can't even mention Cocomelon around my wife. She just goes nuts. Like, we've watched that over and over and over.
It's never going to end. I'm sorry. It's never they keep putting end. Out new seasons.
Yeah.
Yes. Can fuck right off. That's
three, yeah. Nick. Tone it down, man. This is a family show, for fuck's sake.
Netflix can F right off.
Man, that's hilarious. And I can assure both of you. I mean, and you've both been, well, you know what? You know, Joe, not so much. But Nick, you know, and when I tell you, it will end. I assure you, I promise you, my baby girl was all about the movie Home and Caillou and Peppa Pig. All right. She don't like any of that anymore. Now she likes Daddy's Wallet and buy her stuff. But, you know, you got to shift from one thing to another.
I tried to watch Rambo the other day with the baby. No. Well, it didn't work out.
Happening, huh?
No, he wasn't into it.
See, I'm kind of like a movie buff a little bit. I love watching, and I'm big, you know, 80s fan, all that kind of stuff. So I'm like all excited, like, oh man, I can't watch like the Back to the Futures with him and all this stuff.
Oh, sure you can.
Like, you know, he's not going to like any of that. He's not going to like any of that at all.
Oh yeah, when the 5 year old, he's not into it yet.
Not yet. He just it's more have morphed from dinosaurs into superheroes.
Okay,
now.
Well, we're making which progress. Is good.
I'm a Marvel fan. I've nerded out on all that kind of stuff. So, but you know, it's not exactly appropriate for five. You know, the cool stuff yet. So
yeah,
but we're getting there. We're getting all the action figures and his favorite's the Hulk. He's going to be the Hulk this year and for Halloween. So
nice.
You know, but the minute he puts on the gloves, he thinks he can punch anything, including my balls. So, you know,
good. Dad, invest in a cup. The problem I'm coming along with when it comes to movies and my son, because I'm right there with you, man. Huge movie fan, 80s, of course. I'm not a product of the 80s. I'm actually a product of the 70s, but I was 6 to 16 years old during the 80s. So that is a... you know, a good time to be alive. I was too young to do cocaine. So, but young enough to still experience what is the 80s and have, you know, a good idea about it, you know, getting out of it. Problem I run into with my kid, I'll be like, oh, this one movie comes on and it's, you know, Ghostbusters, something. It's just an incredibly awesome movie. I sit my son down and he just kind of stares at it and goes, Dad, the quality of this video is crap or something. He's like, it's so old. I'm like, are you, what do you mean it's old? I mean, the technology, I mean, even you watch some of these movies back now and you're like, okay, it could be better, but it ain't that bad. You know, it's not like when I was his age in a 1940s.
With Michael J. Fox.
Yeah.
Come on.
Incredible.
But so I showed that to my now. That's the great thing now. It when you watch it now, it just takes you back to that time you first watched it and how awesome it was. And that's what's, you know, that's what it's all about.
Yeah,
so, exactly.
It was Karate Kid.
My 16-year-old daughter, Teen Wolf, and she's like, what is this, Dad? Let's watch the MTV version. Well, what the hell is the MTV version?
Oh, yeah.
And there's a freaking series, and it's like Twilight meets Teen Wolf. I'm like, what the hell are we watching?
Yeah.
This is the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
The
only cool part now is you can go back and watch these movies and have beer now. That's the best part.
Exactly.
I may have snuck a beer or two into Back to the Future 3 in 1989. Just saying.
Nice.
15 years old, maybe 16. I don't know, but that's okay now. My baby girl, she's going to be a Chucky for Halloween. A female version of Chucky, and she thinks Chucky is new because there's a new TV series about it, right, Nick? Okay.
Which was actually kind of cool.
Yeah, it is. I'm not going to lie, but she wants to watch it. And I was like, You're eight. Mm. This is not a good idea. Trust me. You had nightmares over dinosaurs because I let you watch Jurassic Park. And I don't know how to navigate that one because she wants to be Chucky, but she really wants to get in character for Halloween. So she wants to watch it. So what do I do? I'm like, let's try to go back. So I showed the previews, the trailers of the original movie, and I got the same thing. Just kind of a, that's not Chucky. That's not child. No, it is. It's the original. Oh, can we watch the new one? It's like,
See, I like the new one because it's got Devon Sawa, name drop. Right. I want Devon Sawa on the podcast.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
And anyway, the new one was awesome.
Joe, let her watch it. Nick can't go a single episode without A, name dropping someone during someone else's episode, example you, and B, cussing. He's been pretty good here and there.
I've been pretty good, but I haven't been in quarantine in a few months. So, like, being stuck with a one-year-old for 8 days straight.
Yeah.
I understand.
Well, your co-host is in Hawaii, and you're seeing all these awesome videos and pictures on social media. Well, you're stuck in quarantine.
Are you guys a fan?
You're probably still holding back just a little bit, too, aren't you?
I am. It's like the movie Cabin Fever. Like, I just,
Are you guys a fan of the TV show Lost?
Yes.
No, I haven't really got into that.
Have you ever even know the premise, what it's about, et cetera, anything at all? It's okay to say no.
People are lost, I guess.
Yes. I mean, that's the premise. And that's the show. Moving on.
There you go.
It was filmed in Hawaii, in Oahu. And
okay.
My son is named Sawyer, and there's a character in the show Lost named Sawyer. He got his name from the movie because my lady and I were watching. I was getting her into it. This is 9 years ago. No, 12 years ago, give or take. And it popped up, and we named. I'm like, Sawyer. And she looks at me and we look at her. I'm like, that's her name. Hey, Sawyer. That's Sawyer in there. Yay. So anyway, I finally got to Hawaii, and I got to go to some of the filming locations of this TV show. And
oh, nice.
So I took a bunch of pics. So, you know, there's a crash site where they got lost. And a few other ones, but I don't want to bore you with my Hawaii trip. It was real fun.
We got to go once, and that was back when it probably cost like $10,000 to fly over there and do all that kind of stuff. But gosh, it was gorgeous. My wife went to Maui and it was breathtaking. But yes, it's been a while.
So we've been back. You as a band in Hindered, they've never done a show there?
You know, we've been to I've been to all 50 states, and we've played all, we played 49, but never played in Hawaii. We've all been over there, but never played.
Well,
but everywhere else.
So we had Saving Abel on last week when I was in Hawaii, and they haven't played either in Hawaii. So I guess we got to add Hinder to the list, Nick.
I know. We're trying to set up a show in Hawaii.
Yeah. So nice. Saving Abel.
We seem to always cross paths every year with those guys. Been touring with them probably 15 plus years now with them. So
yeah, Jared sang with you guys for a while too.
Yeah Jared filled in for us during the crazy times, and it was great. And now I heard he's back.
Yes,
back in. So that's great.
That is a good stuff, man. Who else was it? So Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters, yeah.
So we're going to put together a show. It's Saving Abel, Hinder, and Foo Fighters are going to close for you guys.
Yeah.
No, they're going to close?
They're closing for Hinder.
Hopefully Dave will do that charity work for us.
It would be an honor to play a show with them.
I would be honored just to be at a show with Foo Fighters right now.
Yeah.
Right? I'm honored just to say the name out loud on a podcast.
Hey, Dave Grohl, you do have kids.
We got to see Foo Fighters once. Yeah, right. We got to see Foo Fighters once on a day off in Canada, and it was it was amazing. But gosh, that was over probably 10 plus years ago.
Wow.
So I was like 17 up in Portland hanging out, and we got into this little seedy bar, and Dave was doing Foo Fighters stuff before Foo Fighters. Like it was like just no, it was wow. Not even that. But it was like Foo Fighters stuff before Foo Fighters. And it was like, it was so cool. Like this little CD bar. And I'm like, what the hell? That's the drummer from Nirvana.
Was it
playing guitar?
Was it post Cobain death?
It was post Cobain death. So it was like, God, because Nirvana played down in Medford right before Cobain died. They played at the fairgrounds.
Okay.
And then, so it was like right after that. And I'm like, wow, this is the drummer from Nirvana. So crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah, we got to see, I mean, Hinder, you guys came through Medford, was it 2006, 2007?
You guys were, I think you guys went through Papa Roach and Nickelback at the time.
Sure.
Nickelback was definitely not playing that show.
The promoter could not afford Nickelback.
Okay, because I would have remembered that being that I work in radio, and I would have
I think it was Papa Roach and Hinder.
Was that the Bad Boys of Rock tour?
I don't remember what it was called, but I think the promoter pulled in Papa Roach and you guys.
Because it was us, Papa Roach, Buck Cherry, and guys from Rev Theory were on that.
Rev Theory was definitely there. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the
Okay. Yeah, yeah, that was Bad Boys of Rock. Man, yeah. That was fun tour. That was probably one of the best tours we've ever done.
It's cool. It's a little 7 degrees of Kevin Bacon kind of sort of thing. But so I work in radio. If you couldn't tell, I got the face for it. Right. 96.9 The Rogue was the rock station. It still is the rock station here in Southern Oregon. And we took part, we are cross promoting it with a rival radio station here in town. And I talked to you guys on the phone in 2006 promoting that show. So we have met almost 20 years ago, 15 years ago. And
isn't that crazy?
And here we are.
I was backstage with Jacoby drinking.
Yeah.
So, oh, nice.
Yeah.
Gosh. Yeah. That seems like forever ago. I can't believe, like, last year we were supposed to do our 15-year anniversary tour on our first album, Extreme Behavior. So obviously all that got shut down, but just like the thought of, you know, 15 years later, like, here we are, like, never, you know, really thought we'd still be doing this, but I mean, we're still kicking it and still playing shows. So
when's your next show?
What's that?
Do you have a tour planned right now? Do you got something going on?
We actually leave tomorrow night. We've got three week run coming up. We start in Florida and we're going straight up north, up the East Coast, all the way up into Maine, then back and end in Michigan, and then back home. I think that might be it for the rest of the year. Like I said, it's so crazy. We just don't know, you know, what's in store. Each state, you know, each promoter, each venue is all just different with their rules and regulations now. So we're obviously trying to use a little bit of common sense and not just be, you know, out everywhere. And it's going to be good, man.
I'm fairly certain you guys are going to be just fine when it comes to Florida. In fact, they actually request that you lick each other in Florida. That's how lax they are with the COVID rules down there.
Yeah.
They're like, just go ahead, spit in my face. Okay, we're done. And so, yeah, you guys are good in Florida. Trust me. I was there not 6 months ago. That is not a far stretch from what I'm telling you. How lax they are. I actually
played a private gig for a buddy of mine in Grants Pass, Oregon, like 6 or 7 years ago. It was Michael De La Grange. He's a local insurance agent. His wife is a huge Hinder fan. You guys played at a little tiny bar in Grants Pass. Like he booked you guys. I don't know how he got the hookup, but he had you guys come in, and I can't remember if it was like an acoustic gig or what it was, but you guys came in and set up and played a birthday party for her.
Okay. That might have been like a little acoustic thing.
I think it was a little acoustic thing. I think you guys were playing the Rogue Theater or something, and something happened with that show where it either got canceled or it like sold out and he couldn't get tickets or something weird happened.
Okay.
And so he's just like, he called your agent and set up a birthday party for his wife because like she's like a huge Hinder fan. And
Okay.
So he's like, Nina, come on out. I'm like, all right, cool. So
it sucks. I wish we would come to the West Coast more. It seems like, especially up in Oregon, Washington area, it just seems like we're never up there. It's always just like East Coast back down into the Midwest and then back home. And then, you know, that's about it. But I wish we would head up that way more often.
Well, hopefully next year we'll be doing a few more shows. So we'll reach out and try to get you guys over here. Cause I've been a concert promoter for 20 years. So.
Oh, nice.
So I've brought in a bunch of the bigger bands to Oregon and stuff. And it's just with the whole COVID thing, it's been kind of weird to navigate.
Sure.
Capacity, masking, dealing with the people in our area. Cause we're very, very right wing where nobody wants to mask up. Nobody wants to get vaccinated. So
Yeah.
It's more of a hassle to deal with than it is worth doing something. So,
yeah. No, I get it. Like I said, again, that's just all part of this craziness in the entertainment business right now. You never really know what's going to happen. So
you're leaving tomorrow. Now, for everyone watching this, this is a crazy Inception-y type deal here. What you're watching, took place probably about a month and a half ago, if you're watching it when it dropped. If you're watching it past that, who knows? But it's October 2021 at the time of this recording, late October. Now, that being said, when you leave, are you leaving the family? Is that a normal thing? Or have you shifted gears on how that works and they come along with you sometimes?
Well, I am leaving the family. We try to, adjust. And if we're around, we're all from Oklahoma. So anything, close by, we try to, get everybody out. But especially in my situation right now with, Kaysen being 3 months, it's just not going to be possible for them to kind of get out and travel and all that kind of stuff. So, yes, it'll be hard. Fortunately, our 5-year-old is starting to understand more of what I'm doing, and he just knows that dad's getting on the big bus and heading out and doing this thing. But he loves the FaceTime, so it's like that's like our biggest thing to do out every day, and try to interact there. And he'll just grab the phone, and sometimes he'll just set it down and just leave me hanging for like an hour, whatever. it's getting tough, but I feel like we're getting more in a situation now with our bass player and our other guitarists being dads too. We're trying to start regulating how often we're out on the road and when and where and all that kind of stuff. And honestly, right now with all the drama going on, I think we're after this run, we're going to try to just stick with weekend stuff right now and just do weekend stuff, which will, I think, help a lot of us like tremendously. Just, we're all just, developing, so much, stuff going on here at home and with families and everything like that. I think it's just going to be better for us for now.
Might I offer you a suggestion?
Sure. I'll take anything right now.
The Cocoa Melon Family Bus.
Oh, okay.
An extra bus. All the families get to go on board. The wives can take care of the kids. The kids can have their own area. You can wrap that big son of a bitch up in Cocoa Melon and, take the family along with you. Just saying.
I'm in. Those guys are making so much money now. I think they can afford to bring a bus out and help us out.
Right. There you go. If you get Cocoa Melon on board to sponsor it, bam, free.
Forget right? about it. Come on, let's do this.
Free trade. See, I got ideas. I got ideas, Nick.
I like it.
You hate it. You hate that
idea. I'm going to stay off that damn bus. I like it.
Oh, no, I'm not going on the bus. It's just going to be great.
It's wife and kids only.
Right, yeah, right. It's a new take on the whole family.
No, no dad's allowed. Sorry.
I'm going to stay on my bus and drink beer.
There you go.
So how was it when, if you mind, I'm going to ask, how old are you, Joe?
39. I'll be 40 in March.
Okay, so you had your first kid, same as me, about 35 years old. 34, 35, 36. A late start, nonetheless, per law of averages, would say. Was it planned having kids, or did it ever really come up for you when you were younger? Because with me, I honestly thought I was shooting blanks for years. Because and that no joke, and there was plenty of opportunity, and there was never even a scare. And then one morning she comes up and says, "I'm pregnant." And says, "Who are you sleeping with?" And long story short, they work. It's great. And I just, who knows? Just it just never happened for me. For you, a little bit older, like I was, explain that whole how that worked.
It was one of those situations where, we had talked about it. We're like, okay, let's start, we'll just kind of see what happens. Because it seems like when anybody, starts kind of forcing it, it seems like it never works. And then all of a sudden it's just like, oh, one day, you're out partying and then a lot of bourbon happens. And then next morning, oh, hey, it happens, So, which exactly what happened to us. So, but
a bourbon baby.
Yes. Yeah. Old Makers, man. It was, it's always the next morning, during Christmas parties. Jeez. But, no, it was definitely, it was planned, but you know, I'm really happy. I know I was kind of on the older side, of course, you know, with the girl's side of it, the doctors and everything, they always make it sound like, you know, oh my God, you're getting so old now. You need to,
right,
you know, you need to hurry up and have, you know, all this kind of stuff, you know, medical reasons and all that. But I'm really glad, you know, how it happened. Cause man, you know, when we first started out in this band, I was just never home. I mean, I might've been at home, you know, maybe a month out of the year, and we were just partying. I mean, it was the Jaeger days. We were kind of on top with everything. And my wife was, you know, career driven and all that kind of stuff. And I'm really glad we really enjoyed our 20s, got all that kind of out of our system. And then it was just like, okay, you know, let's figure out, you know, and do this. So, I think it worked out great for us.
Yeah. I'm right there with you, man. Same here. I got all that partying out of the way, you know, it, without even realizing I was getting it out of the way. It's just, yeah, you know, how fate just worked its way, and then boom, pregnant.
Yeah.
I already got this stepdaughter, and then boom, my son comes in the world, and now it's like, okay, it's time to be a man. Yeah. It's time.
I wasn't as lucky. I wasn't shooting blanks.
So. No, you weren't. Like we mentioned,
I started when I was 19.
So 423 kids.
Yeah. And we're working on more. That's the crazy thing.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Man, you're a brave man. You are a brave man.
Are there, is there a baby sister in the works, a possibility for you guys?
I was just going to say we are done. Actually, as my wife put it, the bakery is closed.
So, oh, same with my lady. They took out the factory and put in a playground.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I think two is great, you know, and we always make the comment. We have so many other friends, you know, parents that have three or four or five, and they just look exhausted, and they just say how chaotic it is and all this kind of stuff. So we're just like, okay, well, we're just going to stick with two. Like, I think it'll be fine.
Two is still pretty chaotic. Trust me.
It's
no, two is good. Yeah. Yeah.
One little one is chaotic. These, yeah.
All these aren't showing as great, you know, as bad right now.
And keep in mind, I just spent 8 days in Hawaii. Okay. And they're still there.
Yeah, it gets better when they hit like 14 though. And they're like self-sufficient. They can do their own thing.
Sure.
They can cuss at you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
They get bigger than you
now, and drivers and all that kind of stuff.
That's right. I've got the live-in babysitter. So that's a good thing.
There you go. Yeah. There's definitely some pros to it. I wasn't trying to, you know, talk shit on or anything, but yeah, two is going to be good for us, especially in our situation. And if we continue to go out and play shows and all that, I think it's going to be just right for us. So
awesome. I'm going
to,
Nick,
we have any new Hinder music coming?
Cody and, Marshall do majority of the writing, and I have heard that they have gotten together and started some possible new stuff, man. It's been great. We actually have our own studio at Cody's house here in Oklahoma.
Is it as good looking as mine?
What's that?
Is it as good looking as my studio?
No, it is not. No, that is glorious. And I'm trying to like look at all the guitars in the back there and see what you got here, but it's been one of the greatest things that's happened to us, building our own studio. We've done the last four albums there, and to be able to just work at home and to continue to create music and you know, be home with family and friends and all that kind of stuff, it's been great. So yes, finally I think we're gonna start looking at new music. We didn't do anything last year, even though we only played five shows last year, which was, it was different. I mean, I'm used to seeing the guys every at least few months, and
well, that's five more than most people did last year.
Right. Yeah. It's, especially like being at home with my wife, it was technically probably the longest we've like kind of lived together for that time. So, you know, it was just like, you know, every morning we kind of wake up, we're like, oh, so you're still here. Okay. Right. So, but
he finally got the time to figure out who you were.
Yeah.
And vice versa. Congratulations on still being married, man.
That's right.
Yes. It was a huge test for sure. No, we really didn't think much about it because we were all gung ho about our 15 year anniversary, and we're going to go back to the first album, play its entirety, and kind of continue from there. So new stuff really didn't even cross our minds until finally we were just, you know, I don't think it's going to happen. We just, you know, it's just too much crazy stuff going on right now. So why not just move on and start creating some new stuff? So
sweet. There you have it.
Yeah.
I'm going to shift gears real quick. And by real quick, it could take another 30 minutes. You never know. This is right. Nick's favorite subject. Sports. Ooh. Are you a sports fan, Joe?
I am a huge football fan.
Okay. Yes. Who's your college team? I'm assuming Oklahoma, but I could be wrong.
I actually grew up in a house divided. So okay. I do love OU and OSU.
Okay. Yes. But that's even...
Oh, no. So, pro, I am all Packers fan.
Okay. I got no problem with that. Packers. My lady might have a big issue with that, being a Bear fan and all, but.
Oh, I'm sorry about the last game, by the way.
Yeah. I still own you. Isn't that great, man? Isn't that great?
Oh, man.
Rodgers. Cocky son of a bitch. Love it.
I know. I'm nervous that it might be his last year, but.
Oh, no, it is. I don't think there's any.
What's up?
I don't think there's any issue. It's unless the Packers go and win the Super Bowl, this is Rodgers' last year.
I think if they even if they win the Super Bowl, I think it's still his last year.
I think so too, man.
I think he's done.
Yeah.
I am an Aaron Rodgers fan. Nice. I will give you that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not a Packers fan, but I am an Aaron Rodgers fan.
Okay. Well, funny story. This is a good one. Aaron Rodgers is not a fan of our band.
Really?
Whoa.
Is there a story behind this?
Oh man. I was quite disappointed because technically I am, I think, a year older than him. And so technically I've been a Packers fan longer than he's been alive. I'm also a Packer owner.
Seats.
I was quite upset about this, but no, he's apparently sent a tweet out. This was, 10 something years ago, and said something along the lines of like, if Hinder and Nickelback and Creed are playing up in heaven, then God is not my homeboy or something like that.
Along the line. You know what?
Oh man. And it was one of our radio reps saw it, and they were like, you can't show Joe because he's going to be devastated.
I work in radio, man, in literally the genre that, you know, Hinder plays to in rock radio. And of course, I've heard all about and even participated in the whole Nickelback bashing and the Creed bashing, but I've never, and I mean this, I'm looking you dead in the eye, man, never once, at least where I'm from, ever heard Hinder being a part of that bashing of bands. It's always Nickelback and Creed. I never heard that. So Aaron Rodgers, dude, you're wrong, buddy. You're wrong. I'm telling you right now.
A step further, Aaron Rodgers, you're a dick. Wow,
Aaron, buddy.
Let's come on, Dadcast, and we'll chat this one out. Okay,
that's right.
We'll figure this one out. Hey, and we're going to bring Joe on.
Name drop. I'm glad we're doing some name drops right now. Maybe we can get Aaron Rodgers on here.
We'll try.
I want to know how could you put Hinder with Creed and Nickelback? Like Hinder is so much better. Come on.
So we've done a couple tours with Nickelback, and we did our first demos up at Chad's house up in Vancouver, Canada. So I don't know if that whole situation got, you know, roped in with everything, or that our, you know, first singer had like the raspy voice and they sound just like, you know, Nickelback, Creed, whatever like that.
See, I've got mad respect for Chad Kroeger. He hooked up with Avril Lavigne. So there's that.
Yeah.
Exactly. Right? How could you hate on that?
Yeah. I know, right?
Creed, so. I can't. I don't know. I've hung out with Scott Stapp, and I'm not a fan, so I don't know.
Yeah, we just played a show with him. The last run the guys did. I unfortunately missed the last tour, but we did a casino date with him, and they said he was amazing. He got up there. They did the old songs. He was like just going everywhere. They said it was awesome. So
we're all wide open.
So I'll clarify that. I hung out with Scott when Scott was having some issues. So that may have been the problem.
Okay.
I've heard he's like a super nice dude now. So who knows?
Okay.
Nick, why do you always hang out with the dudes when they're having problems?
I hung out with Austin too.
I feel like it's a running theme.
Because I get that because they come through our town when they're having issues, apparently,
you know.
So apparently.
Puddle of mud, I'm right there with you.
Exactly. I was there at that show.
I can't believe Wes is still with us,
dude. Man,
the debauchery that we've seen several festivals with him and up there and just quitting in the middle of it.
He did the same thing, man. He literally stopped and sat on the stage and just started having a conversation with the crowd. Middle of the song, band's like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
But that's not surprising at all to you. I get it.
The first time we met Puddle of Mud, man, we were still, this was RV days. We were still just, you know, grinding. We were young, you know, drunk all day, every day, just, you know, ready to party. We had done a festival. We were there all night, still partying. Like it's 8, 9 o'clock in the morning. We look out and there's one bus left in this whole like fairgrounds area. We go over there and knock on the door. It's Puddle of Mud. And we just like invite ourselves in. We're just like raging at this point. And Wes is sitting there on whatever drug he was on, looking at us like, you know, like freak out moment, just like, who in the hell are these guys? And that was the first time we met Puddle of Mud. It was awesome. Like we just, we probably made asses of ourselves, but you know, it happens.
I wish we had more social media then for those exact reasons. In fact, we probably did. It probably existed. MySpace was around. I know that much.
Oh, MySpace. We were all about MySpace. We were like number one band on MySpace, I think, at one point. Nice. Like we were on all genres too. It was like, it was all about MySpace.
Went out day drinking with Gavin DeGraw this is probably 5 or 6 years ago. He's playing Brit with Jason Mraz. He shows up the night before. So a bunch of my buddies and I, we've met Gavin a few times. He was on tour with Colby Clay the first time we met him. So he calls, like, hey, you guys want to come out? I'm like, sure. So we meet up at like 10 a.m. in Jacksonville, drink all day. He finally gets to do his set. He forgets the words to Chariot.
His own damn song.
I'm like, oh, no. I'm like, I felt so bad. I'm sitting side stage, still hammered. He's hammered on the piano. it was the greatest thing. I was like, oh, this is awesome.
Your fault, man. Your fault.
I know. My fault. I encouraged him. I was like, keep drinking, Gavin. Keep drinking. You're a rock star. You got this. He didn't have it.
For the record,
it happens.
When I book you guys, when we get you booked in for Hawaii and that super show, Nick's not going to be involved. Just
I don't drink anymore, so there's that. I haven't drank in 2 years.
Yeah,
so.
I know. Good well for done, you, man. And it's not because he had a problem. He's just, let's talk about Nick for 1 second. I want to gush on Nick and let Joe know. So that guy's sitting in that chair right now with Everclear in the background. Lost as of today in about 6-7 months, 90 pounds.
Wow. And
part of that was, you know, not drinking. You know, obviously, you know, it wasn't because of that, but
the other part of it was watching the first episodes of Dadcast and seeing how fat I was. I was like, oh my God, what the hell? so I went crazy. And then the other part was I challenged Josh Berkman to a fight when I was at mid COVID. I was like super sick. Didn't know what the hell I was thinking. I'm like, Berkman, let's do this. Let's fight.
Are you a UFC fan at all, Joe?
I've watched the fights. I've been watching it, you know, since the beginning, but I'm not like, I don't follow much of the fighters or anything like that.
Berkman's a badass. Yeah, I mean, holds a good fight. I think the fastest knockout holds the record for fastest knockout still.
Okay.
And Jackass over here challenged him to a fight.
Yeah.
And he accepted.
Yeah. So,
but we haven't gotten to it yet.
This was supposed to happen this month.
Yeah.
But since we had like the worst COVID spike in the country where we live. Okay. So everything that we were doing got canceled till next year. But so early next year, springtime,
you're still going to get your ass hammered.
I'm going to get my ass handed to me. JP will probably have to find another co-host for a few months while I recover.
Hey, Joe, if you're not doing too much next year and you're not touring, I could use a co-host. I can already see it coming. It's going to happen.
Are you nervous at all? Like, are you
training? No. So I boxed a long time ago and I was actually pretty good. Figure if I can stay on my feet and fight him that way, I'll last at least 45 seconds.
if I don't stay on my feet, I'm holding back.
That's right. If I don't stay on my feet, I'm totally fucked. I'm probably going to die in about 4.5 seconds. So either way, but I've also been told if I last 45 seconds with Berkman, I have a shot at the UFC. And that person, I'm like, no.
All right, Kevin James.
So we have, do we have like betting pools going along here?
We are going to open up some betting pools as soon as everything's finalized. I'll throw it up on social media and we'll give the money to charity.
Love that. Nick, I would bet my Tesla, but I know you. You would get in cahoots with Josh and be like, just let me last a minute and 29 seconds.
I'd be like, dude, let me win.
And then you'd win my car and I'd be screwed. Right. And
I'll be like, hey, Berkman, we'll just take turns. I get 6 months. You get 6 months. It's like shared custody of a kid.
Awesome. Best of luck, buddy.
I think if we do this, we'll donate. We'll do a betting pool. We'll donate the money to Randy Couture's nonprofit.
Sure.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
Do something for veterans. Yeah.
So back to the whole sports thing. Green Bay fan.
Yes, sir.
But the most important question is here. Who is your favorite tennis player? Kidding. I'm kidding. That's not even. I don't know where that even came from. Oh, all right. Giggity goo. <Mine's> all right. okay. I'm a Raider fan. So not only has my last 20 years of my life been just crap when it comes to fandom, but now we had last week's crap happen. And they actually came out and kicked some serious booty. So again, if you're watching this a month or 2 months from now, at this recording, Raiders are 4-2.
I'm not much of a sports fan, JP, but you guys played a really shitty team.
The Broncos?
Yeah, they're kind of a shitty team. Just saying.
They started 3-0 as well. They had the same record as the Raiders going in. Have you ever played in Mile High Stadium? Neither have I, but I've heard that it is difficult. Okay, buddy. And after the week you lost your coach, the team could have imploded and lost. They came together. They kicked butt. Even the professional analysts, I listen to them, all are absolutely gushing and super duper happy and impressed at the Raiders. So pipe down. You got nothing. I'm a little passionate, Joe, when it comes to the Raiders. I'm sorry.
That was such a description. Gushing.
Wow. No, I don't know. Talk with my hands, too. My lady hates it.
Rider. He still doesn't think your Raiders are going to take it, buddy.
I know. Did you see that text earlier? I bet him some money, but. Yeah. Okay, so I'm a Raider fan.
And, so I'm a 49ers fan. We need to find a 49ers fan to get on the podcast. So we have not.
Oh, man. Hey, we even had a good game, too. Sorry, buddy, but. I know. But actually, last few years, you guys have kicked their ass.
Had the number. The stupid NFC championship game. Mm.
Yeah.
And I was rooting for Green Bay. Lady didn't like that much, but.
Well, I've been, I was born and raised Packer fan. My dad's side is all from Green Bay. And my grandfather had six other sisters, so I have this like massive family up there, and I have no idea who anybody is. Like, it's he Air Force, so he eventually settled in Oklahoma and all that. So, but I've had family there technically since 1900.
Wow,
is what I'm learning now. So, yes, born and raised with a block of cheese in my hand.
And you mentioned earlier, you are, as you know, for those who are not aware, Green Bay is literally the only NFL team where the fans are the owners.
Yes.
So you mentioned earlier you are part owner. Does that include tickets to the game? Because I hear they're very hard to come by.
No. Okay. No. I basically bought a seat that I never get to sit in. The season. The season list now for full season tickets is probably 30 years. I believe. Yeah. So every time I've gone up there and done like the tour, just, you know, cause I'm a nerd and all that kind of stuff with all that. They said, if you put your kids on now, by the time they're about, you know, 30, 35, they can have the opportunity to buy some season tickets.
Wow. And
that's crazy to me. So
do the boys have jerseys yet?
Oh yeah. We got the onesies, jerseys. Oh man. I could show you around the house. It from koozies to everything.
Amazing. Jeez.
Yeah. We got it all.
All right. So Joe Garvey in some alternate split universe is the GM and owner of the Green Bay Packers. And in some crazy form or fashion, it is draft day and you already have seen the future and you can draft Brett Favre or Aaron Rodgers. First overall, you get one of those quarterbacks at the beginning, already knowing what they've done in their careers. Who do you go with?
Oh, I've got to go back to Brett.
Yeah, the slinger.
I mean, you know, just growing up, you know, watching him. But it was just, you know, back when there was less, like, rules in football. Like, they just, you know, beat the crap out of each other. Mm-hmm. And they just kept playing, just let them play. But then, you know, even like with injuries, you know, Brett Favre playing with like broken fingers and just everybody else just, you know, it was just chaos. Like I had much more respect, you know, back then with all that.
I like that answer. What's a damn like shame is
I remember taking a gnarly hit too. Like he would just give it. Just fucking go for it.
Get up and just laugh at the guy like, oh, you got me. All right. Let's keep playing.
Every other quarterback growing up, it's like, you guys are a bunch.
I'm pretty sure if you touch Brady, you get fined, I think, at this point.
You look at him wrong and you do. Damn shame that never gets brought up in the whole Favre-Rodgers conversation? Where the hell is Don Majkowski and all that? I mean, come on.
Right?
Dude, it's the Magic Man.
I know.
I love that guy for some reason. I mean, I'm talking, that is junior high, give or take. You know, Brett Favre came in right after, and I don't know. I love the name, I think. But
I'm going to jump back to college ball real quick. I'm going to piss off our Oregon fans. I hope Chip Kelly and UCLA kick their ass.
Whoa. Why?
Yeah. Because Oregon fucked up. They should not have let him go.
That's five, Nick.
I know. They shouldn't have let him go. They should have just done whatever they needed to do to keep Kelly.
I don't think they could have. Chip wanted to go to the NFL, and he got a shot. He got the opportunity.
I shouldn't have done that.
They
should have done whatever they could have done to get him back.
That's gonna be a great game, man.
It is.
I'm right there with you, and I'm a Trojan fan, so I'm a USC. My college team's USC, and I'm not very well liked up in Oregon when it comes to that. And I hate UCLA. I mean, that's my rival. But
yeah,
I'm always rooting against the Ducks because I like reaction from everyone around here. Even though I'm now basically an Oregonian, I've lived here 30% of my life now. But nice. I'm still rooting UCLA. I'm still going UCLA in that game. I'm right there with you, Nick.
I'm a Chip Kelly fan. That guy is a great football coach. Like the NFL wasn't for him, but he's a great college coach.
He didn't do too well for the 49ers, man.
No, he is not an NFL coach.
And you should know.
He is a great college coach.
By the way, this podcast, we tend to go off the rails, and I say it almost every episode, by 10 to every single episode, we go off the rails, but we're having this a good time, right?
Oh, this
is it unlike, have you done any podcasts before, Joe?
You know, one or two, but I mean, nothing as fun as this so far. I mean, this is, when our social media guy hit me up, was like, you want to do a dad cast? I'm like, hell yes, because anything else just, you know, along the, you know, the norm of, you know, whatever else interview about this and that, it was like, yeah, I'll talk about dad stuff for an hour. Yeah, let's do it. So I've been looking forward to this actually for a while. So thank you guys so much for having me.
And pause.
Thank you.
Thank you for that amazing clip. That is going to. And there's the promotional video right there.
Hey.
We can just end it now, Nick. We're good.
Hey, Jakey, next time you take a drink of your bang,
make
sure the bang is faced towards the camera.
I want to make sure. I can't.
Thank you.
Oh.
Hashtag bang.
This is
awesome. That video is going to their CEO now, by the way.
Not if I cut it out, it ain't, son. Now, here's JP making sweet love to the strawberry kiss bang.
You got the cutest pink can you could find.
And for the record, I just want you to see. There you go, Nick.
That is actually the best. That's my favorite flavor.
Zero calories, baby, and no sugar.
I have a fridge full of those. I drink those.
I'm on a weight loss venture too, Joe. I'm down 30 pounds in the past few months, but I've done it all without working out.
Yeah, so I hit the gym 7 days a week, so I'm like kicking my own ass every day.
And I still think I could beat you arm wrestling. I just really think I could.
You probably could. I suck. Well, I don't know. I'll watch over the top. I'll get my.
Another great 80s movie, by the way, right? That's over the top. Right. Turn my head backwards, you know?
That was like the best 80s movie. Yeah.
All about the grip, right?
Go over the top, man. What is your favorite 80s movie? You can pick one.
Oh, I can't do that.
You have to. Your life is depending on it. There's a gun to your head and you have to pick one movie. What is it going to be?
Oh, man. I mean,
theoretical gun. That's just a, you know, clip your brakes, people. I'm just playing.
That's right. Gosh, I don't even know where to even start. I mean, you know,
I'll help. I'll go first. You ready? Big Trouble in Little China.
Oh, shit. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I'm going to take Ghostbusters. That's my thing right there. Ghostbusters. Okay. I'm so stoked for the sequel coming out.
I thought you'd go Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, to be honest. Or is that 90s?
That was 89 was the first one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I am pumped about the new Ghostbusters. The way they went old school.
Yes.
The first trailer I saw with them, like it's all dark and you got the lightning everywhere and they go up to the barn, opens up and you got the original Echo. Like sitting or chilling right in there. I was just like,
you can't go wrong with
that. That pumped me up, man. I'm so excited for that one. Geez. You know, I just had one and now I just forgot it. Oh my gosh. What can I do here?
For the record, at this point, you've already been dead.
Yes, I know. All right, come back to me in a minute. I'm gonna think about it just for one more second.
All right. Well, in that case, Nick, have you prepared a fast five for Joe?
I did.
Of course. Okay. I did. So
I'm gonna drop Top Gun.
It's more questions.
I'm really excited for the Top Gun sequel.
Oh yes,
they bring back Goose's kid.
Oh,
really? Okay.
Nice. I can't wait for that. Okay, so the Fast Five, this is a segment that Nick gets to do where he's going to ask you five questions super fast. They're totally random. And go.
What's your favorite 80s movie? I'm just kidding.
I got it now. Caddyshack.
Ooh, all right.
I didn't hear you. What?
Caddyshack.
Oh, that's a great one. Okay. All right, your go-to meal to cook for your kids when you're home?
Mac and cheese.
Okay. If you could have a billboard with anything on it, what would it say and why?
Ooh. Will, a billboard with anything on it. Well, I'm currently.
Screw you, Aaron Rodgers.
Right. I'm currently flipping houses right now. So it'd probably be my business. And hey, come buy a house from a rock star who just built your house.
Flipping with Hinder. Right. The Hinder flip.
Yes.
Dude, I have another idea for another Netflix documentary.
Oh, okay. We'll talk about that off the air.
Holy crap.
Okay. Your favorite song to cover when you guys are out on tour? Because I know Hinder does some covers.
We are currently covering Life in the Fast Lane, and I love it.
That's a badass song to cover. I like
that. Oh, I love it. We changed it up too. Different tempo and everything like that. And it's heavier.
The Big Lebowski would say otherwise.
Yes. Yes, that's true. The dude abides.
The fucking hate the Eagles, all right, man.
All right. Your favorite venue to play?
Let's go Machine Shop, Flint, Michigan.
Again.
Saving Eagles' favorite venue to play as well.
Yeah.
We've got to go there, man. That's like the sixth band that's told me that's their favorite venue is that.
We will be there. That's our last show of this 3-week run coming up.
What's that date? Nice. That's Thanksgiving time, isn't it?
Hold on, let me get my brain out here, and we'll go to it real quick.
Who are you playing with on that show? Is it a solo act?
November 7th.
November 7th.
Yes.
And who are you playing with, or is it strictly Hinder?
I don't know if there's a couple of locals or if that's going to be an us and Buck Terry show. So I'm not quite sure yet. November 7th, if you guys do decide to come out, I will be gladly to put you on the list and come out and hang out with us.
Well, see, that's just it, man. I love making these plans, and it's just a matter of packing up this thing right here and my board and a couple mics, and imagine having you guys all around the table and doing a 30 minute, like, well, you know, I love it. We're going to talk off the air about it.
Yeah.
And also his other idea, cause I know exactly where you're going at, Nick. I love that idea, but mm-hmm. I think I keep leaving. I just was gone from my kids for 8 days in Hawaii. I had no excuse for them. 2 weeks prior to that, I was in Vegas for a week, and I just keep leaving. Hell, I might just have to bring them. But then again, I'm leaving the hotel for the show, but it is neither here nor there.
Gosh, I feel so sorry. I'm sorry
to have to. It's, I know. Hey, you know what, though?
Go from Vegas to Hawaii.
I'm willing to bet that on the grand scheme of things, Joe Garvey of the band Hinder has traveled a whole heck of a lot more than this guy. I'm just saying.
We've been to a lot of places, and it's been just a pleasure to do it all.
That is amazing. I'm going to add a couple more questions to the Fast Five. Was that it, by the way, Nick?
No, I have one more.
Sorry.
Okay, so when you're home, what's your favorite thing to order at a local restaurant?
Oh, nothing exciting. Probably like a chicken wrap and fries. How about that?
I think we should nothing rename exciting. That your favorite Grubhub order question. Yes, right. I don't know. Okay, I'm going to add a couple.
All right.
You can play a show or watch a show, either or, your pick, with any artist or band, living or dead. Who is it?
Ooh. Man. I know the Rolling Stones are out right now. I would love to be able to play with the Rolling Stones. It was one of my first concerts to see as a kid. Who would want to do that? Let's go Rolling Stones.
Love that. That is fantastic. What is currently, well, you know, two-parter. What kind of car do you drive or truck?
I have a truck. Got an F-150.
All right. What is on the radio right now in the CD player on the iPod the second you get in that truck right now?
Actually, I've got it on Korn Pandora radio right now. I'm okay. A huge Korn fan. Yes. Yes.
All right. Those are my two questions. Okay.
Love it.
Let's do one. You got $20. Who's winning the Super Bowl this year? And no biased. Forget who your favorite team is. Who's winning the Super Bowl this year?
Oh, man.
Okay. No, better question. Who's playing in the Super Bowl? We'll make it a little bit easier.
I don't know. I really, it's so, NFL is so just like unpredictable.
Wacky. Right now. I know.
Oh, it's crazy. It's crazy. Obviously, I want to see my Packers in there, but I just, I don't, I'm not 100% on it. So let's go with whoever Brady's playing with. I mean, that's probably got to be up there somewhere.
Tampa Bay versus.
I don't know what other. I don't even remember what other teams are doing awesome right now.
I'll go on a limb and answer the question for you. I'm going to go crazy, and it's going to be the Las Vegas Raiders versus the Arizona Cardinals.
Oh,
in the Super Bowl.
All right.
And I put actually $20 down on it earlier today.
Really?
That the Raiders were going to win the Super Bowl, because I know they're not going to win the Super Bowl, but the odds. And the payout off of $20 was like $3,000. So,
oh, nice.
That's $20 that I can live without. And if it actually happens, boom.
I stress out enough following one team and one team only. And I can't imagine keeping up with the rest of everything else. And fantasy football, I might as well just like toss my wallet into the ocean. Like, whatever. Like,
yeah, I don't play fantasy. Fun, so. I won't do it.
Yeah.
I the idea of any given week I may have to root for or someone on the Denver Broncos. Nope, I'm not playing. This is not something I want to have anything any part of. He is Joe Garvey from the band Hinder, and we have an invite, Nick. We need to figure out November 7th, man. Maybe.
Hey, there's a lot going on in November.
Yeah, so. I know we do. We probably have like 37 podcasts to record because Nick's he's a machine.
We're filming a documentary with Jesse Lawson, so we've got a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Well, we'll discuss that in one sec. Again, he is Joe Garvey from the band Hinder. Joe, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to appear on our little podcast, Dadcast, man. It's been a pleasure, man.
Yeah, man, dude, thank you so much.
Guys, thank you so much for having us. Like, this has been one of the coolest interviews ever, and best of luck to you guys because this is awesome. I can't wait to be back.
Yeah, buddy, awesome. I appreciate it. We're already penciled you in.
Nice.
I mean, if we get the whole band around a Zoom or a computer or maybe even live, we can maybe pencil you in for episode 100. Maybe, just saying.
That would be pretty cool.
That's going to be a monumental day for us. And we still got about 50 episodes to go to get to there. But, we're going to throw you on that list.
It's coming up pretty quick.
He is Nick Martin.
Count me in.
Absolute thanks, man. He is Nick Martin. I am JP. Thank you all for checking it out. And of course, if you are watching on YouTube, please subscribe, hit the bell, like it up, comment, do all that good stuff. Let us know what your favorite Hinder song is and tell us why you think they should absolutely never, ever, ever be in the same conversation as Nickelback and Creed. Tell us why in the comments below. If you're listening, thank you so much. And we'll check all of you out next week. Have a great one, man. See you
later.